As more states legalize the recreational use of marijuana and federal agencies are struggling to hire younger workers, some government employers are starting to reevaluate their rules on drug use. This comes as the varying state and federal marijuana laws remain out of sync, and polls show more than half of Americans admit to using marijuana recreationally or medically. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dave Holland, partner in Prince LaBelle Thai LLP, specializes in cannabis-related workplace cases. Dave, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to be part of your show.
I wanted to know if you can explain this a little further, because I think the key word here is past, and because the federal officials are relaxing rules on past drug use. Federal employees remain barred from using drugs, correct?
Yes, this is an evolving area, though, because these are changing societal norms that they're trying to adjust to. So there's, as we are, you know, are familiar with, the Federal Drug-Free Workplace Act, which says that drugs, illicit drugs, should not be in the workplace. And cannabis has always been part of that. But they're starting to say what people do in their off-duty time, in which is permitted, at least in the states they live, is something that they may have to account for, even though it's still federally illegal. So it's a little bit of an evolution going on. And trying to figure out how to best adjust to that and get still highly qualified workers, no pun intended, into the workplace on a federal level.
Safe to say that the federal government is the last to evolve on this particular issue?
Oh, that's very safe to say.
Well, if the federal government is relaxing rules around pot use to attract the younger workforce, could the next step be legalizing it nationally?
For me personally, I believe national legalization is just a year or two away at this point. But there are some problems with the continued federal Schedule I substance designation for cannabis, which says that it's illegal for all purposes unless it's part of a very restricted research program. But at the same time, while it has that designation, the federal government since 2015 has stepped back, and Congress has passed legislation in what are called spending appropriations riders, and have said that they can't use federal funds to go after state-compliant medical patients or medical operators in those states where it is now legal, at least on a medical level. So it's a conundrum that makes the federal government certainly going to be the last to come to a decision on this, because you have directly conflicting laws. And yet there's an apparent real need to be able to reach out to the best talent that's out there. And that may be people that have been using cannabis in their past histories. That certainly does not make them bad people, bad employees, or untrustworthy. And that's an evolutionary approach to employment that is slowly coming along for the government.
You talk about this conflict between federal and state law. You work for the federal government. You work in a state where it's legal recreationally. You still can't use it, correct?
That is correct. It is a complete ban of any type of usage right now if you're a federal employee, whether you have a medical reason for it or not.
Does this involve groups like the Army and Marine Corps as well?
It does. Every aspect of federal employment. And so while some of those agencies may have stopped testing directly for cannabis, I've heard rumor of that. It is still technically, prohibited, and therefore it's fair game for them to test you for it and take action if you're found to be in violation of that policy. And again, it invokes not only armed services, but there are exceptions for public safety and health and things where the federal government might still restrict, let's say, airline pilots. Truck drivers have a very unique problem with this in terms of cannabis usage and in states that they live in, and having a federal commercial driver's license. So there's lots of aspects to what sounds like simple usage for personal use has great federal implications to it. And that's what they need to continue to focus on, is how to resolve that if they don't intend on strictly legalizing it on a national level that would eliminate all these problems.
Well, thank you for helping us understand it a little bit more. Dave Holland, partner in Prince LaBelle Thai LLP, specializing in cannabis-related workplace cases.